Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jimmy Rees. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Hank Johnson. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rees settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak takes first base on ball four. Porter moves to third. Averill moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Ruth moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman throws the ball into Larry, who tags Montague trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sewell scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Dickey hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Combs scores. Sewell moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Yankees, 1. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gehrig. Vosmek moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmek moves to third. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Combs steals second. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montague hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. Com scores. Montague moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Averill hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Larry applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari pinch hits for Hank Johnson. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dusty Cook pinch runs for Tony Lazzari. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Pipker is now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rees scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Ruth goes all the way around to score. Gehrig moves all the way to home. It's Indians, 3, Yankees, 3. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dickey is walked intentionally. Jimmy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dickey. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Dickey steals second. Samuel Bird pinch hits for George Pipgras. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Dickey scores. It's 5-3, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Wells now pitching. Samuel Bird now playing right field. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Montague hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Johnny Burnett. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Hodapp reaches third base with a triple. Seeds goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Yankees. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Dick Porter. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.